So download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Said Scotty Pasednik coming up later this hour. The famed left fielder. I had chills as watching game two of the World Series 2005, where Scott Pasednik, who had not hit a home run all regular season, comes up and walks off in a World Series game. That's crazy, man. That's 10 years ago. This year, they're having a big reunion at the Cell this weekend. We're all going to come back, all the managers. I'm sure Ozzie will be there, and Pasednik will be back. So we're going to talk to him about his experiences in Chicago. Also coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to play another game, another round of the worst, hashtag the worst. There's so many best of lists in Chicago. The Reader, Jamie here, my guess is was best stand-up in the Reader. But we want to talk about the worst in Chicago. Not necessarily like, we're not Yelp, you know, so we don't want you to say, I hate that Mexican restaurant. That's not what we're going for. It's more like I said earlier, you know what's the worst? That guy who dresses like he's in the Tour de France when he rides his bike to work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or like,
that's the worst.
Yeah, that person with no sense of personal space that wears their backpack on the train right. And keeps turning around.
That guy's the worst.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. We will take your texts and calls and obviously on Twitter at hashtag the worst. But right now, Jamie Campbell's a Chicago stand-up. I'm saying he's a Chicago storyteller. We've worked together. He does a mean Mayor Daley impression.
Yeah, it's been a while since I haven't gotten to do that since we did that show together.
You should be doing that every day.
You know, it's weird because, you know, I'm on tour in most places. Nobody knows who he is.
And he's not even current mayor. So there's not even like, you know, there's no BuzzFeed articles about Mayor Daley.
Yeah, you need old school Chicago. Yeah, that's why I love to appreciate it.
Jamie Campbell was named Chicago's best stand-up in 2013 by the Chicago Reader. He released his debut stand-up album, Tell Me You're Proud of Me, on Mint 400 Records. That was earlier this year. He also hosts podcast Hard in America, which he interviews people who are chasing the American dream, and Bucket of Dumb, a live improvised stand-up series. Jamie just announced that he's leaving Chicago. He's heading west to L.A. to pursue a career in, I assume, entertainment. It could be water conservation.
I got accepted to DeVry. So I'm pretty excited about that. TV VCR repair.
That's what you're going to go in. That's what you're moving to the Valley.
I feel good about it. I know that a lot of people don't have VCRs, but those that do, they're going to break down because they're not buying new ones.
Tonight will serve as Jamie's exit interview until we see him again, until he's making us laugh on television and in the movies. Jamie, welcome to Download.
Thanks for having me.
So why L.A.? What are you trying to do here?
I'm trying to get out of winter, man. I can't do it anymore. Every year, Chicago winter, just, I tell myself, I'm like, I can make it through this one, but I don't know if I got another one in me. And I feel like it gets worse and worse because we didn't recycle, and now we're just doomed.
It's definitely because of recycling. I was going to say it was because of Mayor Daley's blue bin, failures that we have bad winters now.
We didn't recycle. In the first Daley, if we'd recycled back then, we'd have at least 20 more years before.
It'd be 60 degrees in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So talk about, you're on stage here in Chicago, and like you said, you do podcasts as well, but you're on stage almost every night here in Chicago doing different shows.
Yeah.
Talk about sort of what Chicago means to you as a stand-up, because you're not from here, you're from Oklahoma, but you've been here a long time.
Yeah, and here's where I started stand-up. I didn't do any stand-up before I came to Chicago. And it's been interesting because I've been doing this national tour and the difference between what it takes to make people laugh in Chicago and what it takes to make people laugh just about anywhere else. Chicago's hard. It is a tough city because you've got so much great comedy that the audience is like, make me laugh, because if you don't, I'm going to go somewhere else.
They don't suffer fools.
Yeah, they don't. Get up there, yeah. And it makes you good. This is the gauntlet. And if you can make people laugh here, you can make them laugh anywhere.
So when you make a decision in your life, you say, okay, I've done all I can in Chicago. I'm performing all over town. You know, I know you perform. You're part of the ensemble of Comedy Sports.
Yep.
You've got other shows. What is inside of you says I'm ready to make that jump to L.A. And once you get to L.A., is it sort of using the same sort of skills? You're going to just jump back into trying to get on stages and get your name out there?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me what the game plan is in L.A. And I'm like, I don't know. Probably going to live in out of my car the first 6 months.
Good.
And so I've got friends that are going to let me, they'll let me sleep on a couch while I'm finding a place. For leaving Chicago, yeah, at some point, I've been here 8 years. And you get to the point that it's not that you can't do any more here, but you feel like you're ready. for the places where the industry is. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I've done enough in, like, I always refer to Chicago as the gym, where you really get ready for the game. And I didn't want to go to LA or New York and have them watch me learn to be a comedian. And now, I've obviously still got a lot to learn. And I think everybody, you know, mm-hmm. you can't ever stop evolving as an artist. But I feel like I'm ready for industry people to see me. I feel like I'm ready to make a good first impression.
I love it.
And have something good happen. And this tour has really confirmed that for me, because I'll leave, I'll go somewhere for a few weeks to various cities, and then I come back to Chicago for a week, and I'm like, the first couple of days, it's like going home, you know, and you visit your family. Those first couple of days are awesome. You're catching up with old friends. You're sitting there with your uncle, and you're like, man, this is the guy that I missed, and these are the times that I wanted to have. And then about 4 days in, you're like, all right, cool, we're doing the same thing. Same thing we've been doing for a long time. All right, ready to go.
Ready to go.
And so I've gotten to sample leaving and coming back a lot. And I love Chicago. I will never not feel like this is the place that made me who I am as a comedian. And this will always be the place that if I really want to test stuff out, I think I'll always have to bring it to Chicago.
Jamie Campbell's a Chicago stand-up who's moving west to L.A. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about your plans. And it better be more than sleeping in your car.
I got to get a car first.
You're
going to
get a car. Jamie Campbell in studio with us. He's got a show coming up, a farewell improv performance at Chicago at a comedy
store. It's going to be a stand-up show.
It is going to be a stand-up
show?
Great.
It's we're just using the theater, but I'm doing...
It'll be Sunday, August 16th. And then you're out. Then you're going. We'll talk about this after the break.
All right.
It's a download. Stay with us. Jamie, got to get used to the song, man. This is your new song.
That's it, man. That's why I'm going out there. I'm going to find who shot Tupac. And I think it was Will Smith. Nobody will say that.
No one will say it. That was in Las Vegas that happened in, so I doubt they're in. But you could start there. There's probably a lot of people who know that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the interviews start there.
Right. Jamie Campbell, Chicago stand-up, named Best Stand-Up by the Chicago Reader back in 2013. Jamie has decided to hang up his... stool and microphone? I don't know what that, the stand-up thing.
It sounds weird, hanging up my stool.
Hanging up your stool and your microphone, and heading west, packing up your stool. That's even worse. That's worse.
Man, oh man.
That's worse. I think
that's a totally different connotation.
Heading out west to Hollywood to try and make his name in stand-up and comedy there. When you get there, I mean, do you try, and I always interested when people make the decision. Is there really a game plan for you? I mean, are you seeking out representation, sort of figuring out what the plan of attack is to try and get to a paid job?
Well, I'm very lucky that I do have a couple of months in between Chicago and going out west. I've got kind of a little not a full break, but a little bit more downtime than I have in Chicago, because I'm going out to Mill Mountain Theater in Roanoke, Virginia for 2 months.
Okay.
Going to be an artist in residence there.
What is that?
But I'm only working about half the week. Basically, I'm teaching their Actors Conservatory. Okay. And then I'm also going to be trying to workshop a fringe show.
Do you have connections to Virginia? I didn't know that.
Yeah, my best friend from college actually works for that theater. And we connected when the album released. And I went out there and taught some workshops and did a solo show.
Got it.
And they really liked it and created a position for me.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really neat.
And so you got a couple months off to think a little bit more about what you're going to do, but you're going to try to land out there in the fall / winter?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Oklahoma for Thanksgiving, and then right after Thanksgiving, L.A. And the plan is I'm going to try to get some PA work, but I've also got some live help. I work with a murder mystery company here in Chicago, and they've got a Los Angeles branch.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to work with them. I'm going to try to get involved with Comedy Sports, is also in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So that'll help out. I've got some friends that are also working in television and film, and I'm going to try to get my foot in the door as a PA. I'm going to work hard, be a nice guy, and hopefully that'll lead to some other stuff.
Do you have interest in, I mean, you say PA, do you have interest in writing?
I do.
Mean, is that the idea, try to get out there on some writing stuff?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm also been a playwright here and a sketch writer, and so I'm hoping some of that will help.
Well, I always wonder, because I've had friends go both ways, where you've had some friends who won't go out there till they have a gig.
You know,
that's a big thing for stand-ups and for artists who are like, I'll go out there if they're going to pay me to go out there. And there are others that say, I'm going to land sort of, you know, flying blind, and I'm going to sort of immerse myself in the LA scene. Which way do you see yourself going?
Well, I'm going to have to immerse myself, because there is no main gig waiting for me. And I used to say that too when I was a few years in here. I was like, the only way I'm moving to LA or New York is if somebody hires me for a TV deal or something like that.
Right.
And now I'm just ready. I'm ready to go. And I don't think I'm going to get a TV deal sitting here in Chicago. I'm not part of the places that they go out to scout.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, when Hollywood comes to Chicago, and you do see stories like that once in a while in the newspapers, are like Lorne Michaels is here at the Improv Olympic, or you know, or someone from a different TV show is scouting at Second City. Do they sort of do you feel like there's a sort of mechanism or infrastructure here for talent from the coasts, management from the coast to come in and see Chicago talent?
You know, I feel like there is an infrastructure, but I feel like it's biased towards a couple of theaters. And if you're not one of their top people at those couple of theaters, really, I own the Annoyance or I own Second City. If you're not one of those top people, then you don't get seen.
You don't get seen
as much. You don't have as many opportunities. And I'm mostly a comedy sports guy. I am an Annoyance guy. I'm in their house ensemble, but I'm not someone that's so immersed there, that does a bunch of solo work there. And as a stand-up, if I'm not the guys that Second City's up is grabbing, then they're not going to come and see me. They're just not. So I got to go out there and make them see me by going to them. And I'm not scared to do that.
Why choose Los Angeles over New York?
Honestly, winter. Straight up, that's it. And I've looked at friends that have left to both coasts, and I've kind of just watched their posts and their own demeanor as they leave. And most of my friends that go to New York stay real cynical and angry. And a lot of my friends that go out to L.A. seem happier. And I think it's the sunshine. I really do. I went out there for a week, and just in a few days, I was just happy. You know, I'd wake up and just something about that sun shining through the window, getting out there, I just didn't feel that palpable depression. I think it makes you tough. It makes you cynical. Makes you a smart comic out here in Chicago. But I just want to be happy for a little while, you know?
You're not happy here?
I'm not unhappy, but...
I had a whole different question, but you just kind of ended right there. Right? And I'm like,
you know,
oh, let's go therapy. We can go therapy.
I'm a manic depressive legitimately. And I think the depressive side grabs me. It's helped me with the artistic aspects of it. But man, I think I need the happier side of it a little bit more.
And you're hoping the sunshine's going to do that.
Oh, I got my fingers crossed.
So one of the things I've always loved about you, and you don't see this a lot with local comics, especially since you were, you know, from Oklahoma, but, you know, you do put an emphasis on the local, you know, sort of making fun of local. Stand-ups a lot of times come in, they do material that's for, it's generic for everybody, but you, with your impression of Mayor Daley, and I've seen it on, you know, we've done shows, but I've seen it, you do that a lot different places because people are interested in it. Talk about what drew you to sort of making fun of local Chicago politics.
Well, you know, what's interesting for me is being somebody that wasn't from Chicago, the city really fascinated me. And I got a job as a double-decker tour guide. And so I was standing on the top of a bus and I had to learn about the history of the city. And for me, just going, that building, something happened there, wasn't as interesting for me to talk about as finding a story. And so actually a girl that I was dating at the time was awesome. She did this thing where she actually went to the library and checked out a bunch of different history of Chicago books and just kind of gave them to me. And I got really excited. I remember reading Devil in the White City, and I got interested in, like, we went to the Chicago History Museum as part of the training as a tour guide. And for me, finding the history of the city and also finding the fun things about it were what made me a better tour guide. Was I could tell you, you know, the history while we're out there Navy Pier and be like, this was originally, you know, Municipal Pier number 4 because they were going to build a bunch, but this is the only one that ever got built. And it was built to practice landing aircrafts on an aircraft carrier, but it's just a pier. And like, just those were fun things for me to tell people, but then also just finding terrible jokes, because a lot of times I'd have middle-aged ladies that just wanted a bad joke, and I was like, more so than just facts, a bad joke's gonna get me a tip. I remember my worst joke on the tour was I would go by the Congress Plaza Hotel, and it would always be like, here's a fact and then a bad joke.
Yeah, right.
And it was like coming up on the right is the Congress Plaza Hotel. It was actually home of the first air-conditioned ballroom in America. Yeah, before that, dancing wasn't cool. And old ladies would love... Terrible joke. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's terrible.
But
here's,
it would...
Here's $2. Right? Oh, God, I did it myself. I just did it too.
Yep, that's it. And, but they would love it. And then the Annoyance actually was having auditions, and they usually They don't have a history of doing a ton of auditions for their shows for the public. Usually, once you go through their program as a student, and then you kind of make more of a presence in the opportunities that they have for students, then you start to get kind of selected by their directors and their cache of teachers to do various shows. But they decided that they were going to have auditions for this show, and I won't say the full title because we're on the air, but it was Blank You, I Love You by The Rahm Emanuel Story.
Okay.
And it was basically the premise of the show took place at the Chicago History Museum 100 years in the future, and it was hosted by a holographic Mayor Rahm Emanuel that took you through his story.
Okay.
And I went and auditioned, and I remember in the audition, we did a scene that took place at the Joffrey Ballet, because Rahm Emanuel offered a scholarship at the Joffrey Ballet. And my character was there, and I actually was a dance minor in college. So I've taken ballet classes. You wouldn't know it to look at me. Doesn't mean I was good. I just wanted to meet girls.
Sure.
You know, and, but I knew what a plié was, and so they said to plié, and I did. Deep. And my pants split right down the crotch.
Come on, man.
Right in the middle of an audition, and I remember just standing up, and they kind of stopped the scene, and I just go, yeah, my pants just split.
And like, you're going to be Mayor Daly.
Right. I was just like, I will keep going. I'm going to be a good sport. Nothing's hanging out. So I continued with the audition, and I was like, oh, they're going to remember me. You remember the guy who splits his pants.
Right.
You don't cast him, but you remember him. But I get a callback. And so I go in, do the callback, and I ended up getting cast as Mayor Daly. And I didn't have a Daly impression. They were just like, we felt like you had kind of a look that will work for a Daly, and we want you to learn this impression. I played a few roles. I played Ben Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's father, and I had to learn a little bit of Hebrew because I had to say a prayer. And Daly, though, was the big one because there was like a song, and I had to like hump the air in it. And
well, there's, you know, there's not a lot of Chicago comedians that have had the sort of ability to do an impression of Mayor Daly. So congratulations on that, Jamie Campbell.
Thanks
for entering a very exclusive company here in Chicago.
It was fun. The process was, I remember because I watched videos and then I noticed, I was like, he kind of talks out of the side of his mouth. And for me, anytime I do an accent or a dialogue, you got to find like a phrase. And the one that I noticed that I heard him say, and it was just Chicago O'Hare International Airport. And I would say that, and that would get me talking like him. Yep.
Well, you can, you may be able to see Jamie. We'll make sure Jamie puts Mayor Daly somewhere in the act that's at Comedy Sports.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
On Sunday, August 16th, it's his farewell show as he leaves Chicago. Quick stop in Virginia, and then he's on his way to Los Angeles to make it in television and film. Keep us updated on your, we should do a segment on Where's Jamie?
Right.
We'll call it Where's Jamie?
I will,
Congrats on leaving. Congrats on a great career here in Chicago.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good luck, man.
Thanks.